Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear that music, you know our roofing expert is here, Benjamin Murphy. He is the director of marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meg. It's great to see you.
You too. I feel bad because I was out a couple of times while Ben, during his time on the air. So I feel bad that I was out, but I had the little crud that was going around the community. So stay healthy, everybody.
That's right.
Just stay healthy.
Right. Well, glad that you're well and rested and back in the studio. Glad to be here today.
I know, and I can't wait to hear. I feel like I've missed out. What's been going on with Quality Roofing?
Well, you know, we were catching up just a little bit before getting on here, and, you know, our team has been busy. Obviously, we have seen a lot of rain throughout
the Gulf Coast.
I mean, and it's been heavy. Usually we just kind of get those afternoon storms, but, you know, over these past couple of weekends especially, it's been kind of raining all day, and that's really led to a lot of those, hey, I'm seeing that spot on the ceiling, or...
Well, we haven't had any rain for such a long time
exactly.
That you don't realize that you might have a problem lurking there on your roof.
That's right, and that's exactly it. We've had such a dry winter that now that rain is compounding, and it can start to soak through the wood and through the plywood and down through the drywall. That's mm-hmm. when you can start to see those issues. So, you know, again, our repair team has been really, really busy, and they have been doing an incredible job at taking care of our customers. But we're also in, I'm going to say it, we're in hurricane season,
mm-hmm.
the H word.
Yeah.
And, you know, being proactive, especially in PEP listeners, being proactive and making sure that your roof is, one, just got an inspection. Give our team a call. We'd be happy to give you an estimate if it's that time, but just having somebody walk the roof, making sure that there's no issues. You'd much rather want to know about that before there's a storm in the Gulf versus it's coming and
we're not ready.
Exactly.
Let's do this then, because some folks may be here, have just moved here, or they're hearing the show for the first time. Tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing Solutions, because truly you see all the roofing folks out there, and some are licensed, some are not. Sadly, during storm season, we get the flyby nights that come flipping through. So tell us a little bit about your company, because I think it's your reputation, your credibility, your accountability that makes a big difference.
Well, thanks, Meg. I really appreciate that, and happy to. Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated residential and commercial roofing contractor. We've been honored to serve along the Gulf Coast for the last 20 years. This is actually our 20th year anniversary, so we're really excited about that. Thank you. And to that, you know, we've been through the storms. We've been through we know what this community goes through. And to your point, there are a lot of contractors that are fly by night. And unfortunately, you know, even times like now, we're starting to get calls of homeowners who are having issues with their sally roofs. And that was only in 2020.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, they can't get a hold of the previous contractor. Or
when you say sally, you're referring to Hurricane Sally.
Yeah, not just a bad date you had back, you know, previously, right?
No. That Sally was up there putting those shingles up there.
Yeah, you know, Ivan's daughter, oh boy.
Yeah.
Hurricane Sally, that's right. You know, it really did a number, which a lot of our community had their roofs replaced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just having issues, and, you know, we're seeing people that are now even having that debate of like, well, my roof's 6-7 years old. Do I try to repair it, or do I just go ahead and replace it?
Do you know? I mean, that's a great question. How do you decide? And is that something you can decide on your own? But seems like it would make sense to at least have someone from your team take a look at it and assess.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're happy to walk you through that. Whether that's a replacement or repair, and talk through what those options are with you. It can be a bit hard to understand exactly what may be involved in a replacement versus that repair. And again, our roofing consultants are experts on guiding you through, you know, the condition of your roof, any existing issues. You know, a big thing with our team, Meg, is we go out and we visit the property. We're not going to just send you a Google Maps digital estimate. We're going to go and visit the property. We want to inspect it. Given the opportunity, we want to be able to get inside the attic. We make sure we're doing a proper visual inspection.
What is the cost for that first look?
Well, and the estimate is free.
Okay.
Yeah, if you've got something, you know, you're just not sure what's going on, or maybe you're starting to see some shingles that are starting to lift up, or you're noticing, we've referenced this a couple times in the past, you're starting to see some sand, I'm using my air quotes, some sand in the gutters or at the base of your roof. Well, that's not sand, that's the actual granules from the roof that
and
are starting.
That's not good.
It's like the tread of your tires wearing away, mm-hmm. essentially. And so if you're starting to see more of that, you know, these are signs that it could be time for a replacement. To kind of go back to your original question of a repair versus a replacement, again, there are a lot of considerations. It may be a part of the roof where we can easily access it and, you know, address that problem piece of plywood, or if there's some flashing, which we see a lot of flashing issues, which is that piece of metal that comes around, like, around the chimney mm-hmm. and connects with the
That's
roof.
That's what I was thinking. The chimney area seems to be a spot that sometimes needs repair.
Yeah, it's pretty problematic, you know, if it's not set up properly, that water is going to just run down the chimney and mm-hmm. not along that metal flashing away from the roof. But, you know, I had a good friend of mine who was experiencing the wet spot on the ceiling issue and, you know, called our team out. And we were talking through repair versus replacement options, and he's got solar panels on his roof. And actually it's going to be more cost effective to just go ahead and do that replacement.
Interesting.
Because of the additional labor for removal of the solar panels.
Of course, yeah.
Which I think that is something that a lot of people may not know about, is that a licensed roofing contractor will need to work with an electrician to have them come in and remove the solar panels, or the solar panel install company will need to come out and remove those prior to us being able to do any work.
Mm-hmm.
And then similarly, that company would have to come back out and reinstall them once the roofing work is done. So, you know, sometimes there can be some benefits on the solar, but, you know, as a homeowner, you're now having to sometimes manage two different contractors. Sometimes, again, the solar can be a little bit tough to track down. They are a little bit more of national companies in most instances. So sometimes finding a local rep can be challenging in that capacity. Mm-hmm. So, again, these are all just considerations, and I'm so thankful to have worked at Quality for the time I have, and I've just learned so much through.
Yeah. I've learned from you. I've learned more than I've ever knew.
That's the point of the expert panel, right?
Yes.
Is the opportunity to share these experiences, and, you know, if we can help homeowners avoid pitfalls, avoid, you know, headaches, a roof replacement is something you really only want to be doing every 15, 20 years. So it's not necessarily like riding a bike. It might not be as fresh as the last time you did it. So our team is here to guide you through every step of the way. We love helping our customers in any way we can. If you have any questions about your roof, not sure what's going on, maybe need mm-hmm. help assessing the age of your roof, give our team a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. Please feel free to reach out to our team. We've got an incredibly friendly group of team members who are happy to help you in any way we can. So, and we also have a showroom down here in Pensacola as
well. Talk a bit about that, too. And by the way, I just want to say we're talking with Ben Murphy, in case somebody's just joined us. He's with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you've got a question, maybe you just recently got a bid and you thought, I don't know, this sounds a little too good to be true. Or maybe you're thinking they've been quoting you something and say, oh, yeah, we got to replace the whole thing. And you're thinking, I don't know. If you've got some doubts or questions, send us questions in this morning at 850-437-1620. I'm sure Ben can at least give you some thoughts on what to do next.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Megan. There's actually something, yeah, that's a great point, that not all bids are the same. And not only are there certainly different roofing materials, different shingle brands, just like there's different tire brands. So, you know, there's some consideration with the brand of shingle you want, but also ensuring that you're looking at those estimates apples to apples, because sometimes dump fees aren't included in estimates.
Oh, see, these are the things I don't even know about.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm going into a project and I'm budgeting X, and then at the end of it, I've got to add an additional Y that
oh
I hadn't.
Oh, my gosh,
you know,
yeah.
That could have been proactively, you know, could have been made aware of. That's not a great experience. Now, of course, there could be instances of change orders and, you know, there's a replacement plywood and things of that nature. But again, just making sure that your estimates have dump fees, taxes, the permitting, if there are any permitting fees, ensuring that the contractor is pulling the permit. They're not asking you to pull the permit. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all things that a reputable roofing contractor will be doing and providing.
Well, that's the thing, is that most of us that own homes, we're not going to be changing our roof every other year. And so it is something that we don't really know the question. I don't know the questions to ask. Maybe
that's
I'll
right.
just speak in terms of myself. I wouldn't even think about a dumping fee or these permits or those kinds of things. So I need someone that can take me through the process. But I love that you actually itemize. I know exactly what I'm paying for and then can plan for that.
One that really shocked me, if you will, is one thing our team does if your home has existing gutters and you want to go ahead and keep those gutters and put them back on, we will detach and reset them. We will reinstall them after the roof's done.
Oh, wow. That's great.
there are some that won't, and they'll just pull those gutters off and leave them in your yard after the roof's done.
Ouch.
And so now, Meg, are you going to be climbing up and hanging those gutters over the weekend?
You don't want to see me hanging in Christmas lights, okay, on the gutter. So don't even.
So, you know, again, these just are considerations that, man, I hadn't even thought of that. And really, our team does an incredible job of just being intentional and thoughtful of every step of the way. We've got experts really in every seat that are here to guide you through that roof replacement or roof repair process.
Mm-hmm. So now that we are in the season with big quotation marks around it, and I wanted to have your folks come out and take a look, is this a good time to shore up my roof and my shingles and that kind of thing? Is this a good time, or do I need to wait till later?
Was that a little storm pun you were trying to get in there?
Yeah.
Shoring up?
Yes, I know.
I see you. Okay.
I was trying. It wasn't quite.
Workshopping. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
Absolutely. You know, again, if we can be proactive, you would want to know about those things ahead of time. And
well, how long does it take?
Oh, that
because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a roof's going to take months.
All right, we'll see you in 3 months.
Yes.
No. So our team... One, we schedule an appointment with you. When you call in, we book a time that is convenient for you. It's not a matter of, oh, it's not, that rep isn't available for 2 weeks. That's when you'll get there. No, when's that time available for you? We'll have a rep be available for you then. That also includes weekends. So we understand homeowners are busy professionals.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes during the week is not convenient. And so those weekend appointments are available as well. And on average, we can be on site as quick as next day. We've even had some same day appointments in instances, especially if a rep is in that area and maybe there's an immediate issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have the flexibility as a locally owned and operated team to make those kinds of decisions and say, hey, Ms. Jones has got a repair issue up there. James, can you go ahead and swing by? I see you've got a gap in your schedule.
Right.
And, you know, and our team is willing, it's there to serve and do that.
That's great.
So on average, we're out on site from next day to 2 to 3 days to when the customer needs it. If Meg, you're traveling this week and you want me to see me at the end of next week, absolutely. Let's go ahead and book in. We'll get it on calendar. So we're there, and, you know, an estimate is provided when we're there on site.
Right.
It's not a matter of, okay, we're going to come out, do our assessment, and then you're waiting a week or two.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, because that happens too.
I mean, how are you going to be able to make a decision on something important if I can't provide you an estimate?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's...
And then the estimate, you have an opportunity to stand there and talk to someone about the questions that come up.
Absolutely. And we also, encourage our homeowners to ask, you know, compare apples to apples. If you've got that other quote and you're not sure, our team is happy to walk you through. Well, this is to what you were saying earlier. This is what we're going to provide based on our estimate. Mm-hmm. Now, we can certainly look at those other estimates, but if it's not clearly outlined, or maybe it's just a handwritten estimate with a price, like, it's kind of hard to understand that full scope of service versus our estimate is going to be a digital, and we can have a printed version available as well, but a digital breakdown of the scope of work, the materials that we're going to use, all of those important things that you can really have an itemized list of, this is what's going to be going on in my house, and have that peace of mind and be able to do your own research. Go look up those shingles and is that a good brand? Which I will, little side note, we utilize a CertainTeed brand shingle and we absolutely love it. We feel like it is the best fit for the Gulf Coast environment because of their warranty. A lot of shingle manufacturers will have an act of God clause where if a named storm is in the Gulf, it will void that shingle manufacturer warranty, which CertainTeed does not do that.
That's really important.
Living on the Gulf Coast, I would say so.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And so then once you can go to the showroom, because you want to mention that. You had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have a showroom where you can, of course, take a look at all these samples. We have sample boards that you can bring back with you. If you want to bring it back to the house and see how it looks against the brick color or see if it matches the shutters, all those important decisions when you're putting on a roof, we absolutely can do that. And similarly, our reps have sample boards with them. And so when they come out to site, if we're looking at a certain teed weatherwood or a moray black, we can pull out those samples and let's take a look at it.
Okay, I've got a really nice comment here from one of our listeners.
All right.
It says, good morning. I just wanted to give a shout out to Quality Roofing for a job well done on our roof and gutter replacement they completed this March. We are so impressed by the workmanship and professionalism of the crew and the beautiful job they did on our roof. They completed the roof in a day and did an exceptional cleanup job. Carl was an excellent representative and helped us choose the right shingles and the best color for our house. We really appreciated the high standards and excellent service of Quality Roofing Solutions, and that's from Dottie.
Dottie, thank you so much.
It's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yes, thank you. And
because that answers my question, how long does it take? One day? Wow.
One day. On average, most roof replacements are a day.
Okay.
Now, if there's a weather issue and the team has to cover up and, you know, hold, that could, you know, certainly make it maybe a two-day process, or if it's a larger home or detached garage, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But again, Dottie, thank you so much for the kind words and for the opportunity to serve you. Well, that's really what we're here for. And, you know, of course, a roof is to protect a home, but it's about protecting what's inside.
Well, and word of mouth is everything in Pensacola, I tell you. That's very important.
Well, and, you know, a little just kind of insight of the owner of Quality Roofing, Brian Ward, has an exceptional reputation here in town. And it's actually very much because of his approach and how he runs Quality Roofing that I was actually interested in joining the organization. I had the opportunity to meet Brian through some mutual professionals, and it's just so cool to see his leadership and how he empowers us as a team to take care of our customers and make sure they have a great experience.
Okay, well, one more question just came in, and we just have a few minutes left.
Right.
We've touched on this a bit this morning. How do I know if we need your services? So what's the best way to say, gee, I don't know?
Well, that's a great question. You know, a good kind of baseline would be, you know, maybe assessing the age of the roof, or, you know, you can look at the permit office to, if you're unsure of when the last time your roof was replaced, and kind of getting an understanding of how old your roof is. And again, just doing a visual inspection, if you're maybe noticing some spots in the shingles that are a little bit more worn, or you're seeing some shingles that are starting to lift up, those can be some signs. But again, get in touch with our team, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com and book a free estimate. We're happy to come out there, take a look at it. You don't even have to fuss with getting up on the roof, getting the ladder out. Don't even worry about it. That's what our team is here for. And we are also, we're really happy to tell you if you don't have anything wrong with your roof, if you got some more life.
There you go.
And actually, that can be something. If maybe you've got that dreaded letter from the insurance saying, oh man, it's time, you need to replace your roof, but you know you still have some life left, we can do a certified insurance inspection, which provides a document and a photo report that is provided to the insurance company that says this roof still has blank years left.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
So, I mean, you know, not only does that get them off your back for a little while, but you also now know, like, okay, I do know I need to start thinking about that here in the near future.
Okay, I just got another text that just came in this morning and says, hi, Ben, I enjoy listening to you. Do you have any sales or promotions going on that might help me out? That's a great question.
Absolutely. So we do have a couple of different promotions going on. We've got our Solar Breeze Attic Fan. So if you're looking to add some attic exhaust ventilation, we've got a $250 off promotion going on. But I know that our team has also got some free upgrade options for their shingles as well. So there's often opportunity, or we utilize the Certainty Landmark, but I believe they have a promotion that will get you into the Landmark Pro, which is a little bit higher end, heavier duty shingle at no extra charge. So get in touch with our team, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to be able to see what you need and figure out a solution that works with your budget.
Okay, talk a little bit about attics.
Yeah, it's summer. Attics are hot, right?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
I just had the AC company out last week just to do a tune-up and just making sure I could prep everything I could. Because I just felt like that attic or that air conditioner is running so much. And mm-hmm. one thing that can really help with that is a solar an attic fan.
Right.
Right now, they have a lot of homes just have passive ventilation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got a ridge vent or a gable vent, and that just is kind of like if you let your windows down in your car and the air just kind of moved through there naturally,
mm-hmm.
versus the Attic Breeze solar fan, which I was mentioning earlier. That's a solar powered fan. Not that you have to have solar, but it runs off of its own solar that's built onto the top of the fan, and it actively pulls out that hot air from your attic. So really can help reduce not only the heat in your attic, but it can reduce that load that is going on the air conditioner because it's not having to run as hard to maybe compete or push down the air that's escaping from the attic and coming into the house.
Oh, that's great. That kind of clarifies a little bit of what you were talking about. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. I got one more question that just came in. Is it time to replace most Ivan roofs, as in Hurricane Ivan, or does it depend on the quality materials that were used at the time?
I would say yes. 2004, I mean,
it's
you're
22.
Yeah,
gosh,
22
hard
years.
To believe.
I would absolutely recommend looking at it. Another big consideration is you'll probably also see a lot of insurance savings with that new roof.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the decision and the value that a home, the insurance agency puts in your policy is dictated by the age of the roof. So get in touch with our team, 850-788-7691. QualityRoofingSolutions.com. We'd love to help you out, answer any questions you may have. Let's help you get ready for storm season. And Meg, let's have a quality day.
Thank you so much. And you have a quality day too, Ben. It's great to have you here. Quality Roofing Solutions, again, that website is QualityRoofingSolutions.com.